Moving on to our next story, Lebanese sources say that security forces have killed two ISIL members, including a senior commander of the terrorist group in the north of the country. They were killed in an army operation in the region of Arsal on the Syrian border. The Lebanese sources have named the slain ISIL commander as Naif al-Shaalan, saying he was also known as Abu Fawz. According to the Lebanese media, a number of ISIL terrorists were captured during the pre-planned attack to kill Shaalan. Weapons from the Takfiri militants were also seized. Lebanon has been hit by the spillover of fighting in neighboring Syria. Lebanese troops frequently launch preemptive strikes against ISIL and al-Qaeda linked al-Nusra Front terrorists based in Arsal region. Well, publisher and editor of Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos, joins us now also from the British capital, London. Sir, welcome to the program. The Lebanese security forces have dealt ISIL a severe blow in that region. Tell us more, please.
Well, the killing of that ISIS commander by the Lebanese army is certainly very good news. It should be welcomed by all governments across the world who are genuinely committed to fighting ISIS. And of course, one of the ways that ISIS can be defeated in the long run is by decapitating its leadership. And I think praise should be afforded to the Lebanese government and to the Lebanese military, because they certainly have been pulling their weight in the fight against ISIS and the other Islamist terrorist groups operating in Syria, for example, al-Nusra. And I think in the last year or so, the Syrian army combined with Hezbollah has been steadily eradicating the presence of Islamist fighters, ISIS and al-Nusra, etc., on the Lebanese border. And on the on Lebanon's side of the Lebanese-Syrian border, the Lebanese army has been doing the same. So Lebanon should be praised for its role, and it's a shame that other countries which border Syria, Turkey, and Jordan are not replicating what Lebanon is doing. Far from it, Turkey and Jordan, especially the former, Turkey, have allowed their borders to act as a doorway into Syria for Islamist fighters and jihadists. And the world knows, despite silence from Western politicians and Western journalists, the world knows that Turkey and Jordan, but once again, as I said, especially Turkey, have so much responsibility for the conflict in Syria. They are up to their necks in blood.
Mr. Papadopoulos, so you're saying that the Lebanese security forces alongside Hezbollah have held their own quite adequately in against the spillover of the Syrian conflict into their own borders?
Yes, I do. You know, Lebanon, of course, is a very delicate country. It's made up of numerous ethnic groups, numerous religious groups, and it has felt the impact of the conflict in Syria. And I think you know, the Lebanese army, along with Hezbollah, are determined not to allow Islamist terrorists who are being backed by the West, backed by Turkey, backed by Saudi Arabia, and backed by Qatar, they're determined not to allow these wretched people to have a presence in Lebanon. And so they are doing an admirable job in helping, in trying to seal off the border with Syria so that Islamist fighters and jihadists are not able to cross into Syria.
All right, thank you very much. Publisher and editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos, joining us from the British capital, London.